some advice, like how to start engaging, you know, hitting, and then knowing when to stop, and just, like, let the emotion come up, and if I start to feel spirits that they do come to, just I'll be able to kind of tell that they might want to jump in or something.
Yeah, usually. I'm not usually that
worried about it.
Worried about that. If you really own any emotion, it's very rare for spirits to jump in.
Okay.
The key is when you don't own the emotion.
Yeah.
Or you're trying to fake the emotion.
Or do it out of duty, like, oh, I've got to go and feel angry about it.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that's why I always do this kind of, like, find it in there.
Yeah.
And let it
stay connected to the fact that you're connecting into that.
Yeah.
But if you deconstruct your addictions, in the end you won't be left with any. And if you're not left with any, then it's pretty natural that the emotion comes up, as long as you don't create another addiction.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And when people have told me, like, at times that they think I'm kind of scary, people who don't know me, but they'll see me walking through my neighborhood and stuff, do you think it's spirits with me?
Yep.
Can you tell me what you see?
Spirits you're afraid of.
Uh-huh.
So they're like your father. You're attracted.
I attract
groups of spirits like your father.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you walk past, oftentimes they're not feeling you, they're feeling all these spirits who are like your father, who are hammering you, but will hammer anybody around you as
well.
You know, sometimes when you want to wear all black and all of that kind of thing, that's some spirits influencing you in that direction as well. So they want you to be kind of intimidating to others.
Okay, and black is intimidating.
Yeah, and they have this feeling of, like, darkness.
Uh-huh.
They want you to kind of emanate this darkness.
Uh-huh.
That's what I feel.
It's like in the darkness. What does it feel like on the receiving?
They want to intimidate others. That's the main feeling I feel for them.
Right.
It's a way of managing fear.
Mm-hmm. Me managing my fear?
And them helping you manage your fear.
Oh, it's to intimidate other people.
Mm-hmm.
So they're less likely to engage with me, or they'll be afraid of me, so they'll be...
Yeah,
they'll
the spirits with you are sort of going, that person's probably going to be angry with you. That person is how we get in first, you know.
Project this.
And it's weird how I've always had really, like, scary people around me who would be, like, possessed somewhat, too. And I had the weirdest experience just a couple of years ago where I've never been hurt my whole life. And this friend of mine, remember how you were talking about with John where you set that boundary that time? And it was like with her, I had done a similar thing that I'd never done in my life, which was to say, I'm not going to help you. You go into rage. And she was facing this really intense thing. Her husband had started sleeping with someone after 20 years, and he was going to leave her. And she would be totally flipped into possession like my dad used to be. But I didn't know about the spirit world. It was a little before I came across your information. But that I was weak, and I finally, for the first time ever in my life, I said, no, I'm not going to help you with this. I can't protect myself from these energies that take over you. And I've been having this conversation with you for 10 years, so I just have to hope that I was able to impart something, that it's not okay to do that, but I have to protect myself. She went to bed that night and died. Okay. And it was like, because she was so tormented, do you see what I'm saying? She was, like, in this weird place where she was going to have to leave this marriage. She had, like, all these animals. She had no money. She had been getting weaker and more desperate. And they say that her heart just gave out when she went to sleep. But she really wanted to die.
She killed herself.
Yeah, she killed herself. Exactly. And then what happened was I get a phone call, like, 3 days, 4 days later from this husband of hers. And I was like, well, where are her animals? Because I knew she had all these animals. And he's like, they've been together for 20 years. And he goes, well, I never wanted them. They came through her. And I was like, okay. But the weird thing, too, because I think of my injuries, I had told her, and I didn't understand the way things work. I didn't even know I could connect to God or anything. So I was just down here all alone, you know. And I would appease people like her. And I had told her, look, if you don't choose destruction, I'll go to the ends of the earth with you. I thought that was something nice to offer. Okay. So when she died, I went and got all her animals, even though I just had a little cottage.
Wow.
Thank you, Nina.
I know. This was weird, but I just thought it was the right thing to do. Okay, I know now.
You just fed another one of her addictions, really.
Yeah, exactly, from the spirit world. This was, and then it got weirder. So there I was. I have this little cottage and my dog, which I know now is an addictive thing, and he's passed on. But at the time, I suddenly end up with her...
More animals.
Yeah, all her animals. Like, three dogs, two cats. And then I'm out walking one of her dogs. This is a few months later. And I was in a path I never would have gone on, but I had her dog and my older dog. And I'm like, never, I hadn't been to a doctor in 30 years, never been harmed in my life physically. I take this route, I cut through this dog park, I come out the other side, and some kid is coming around the corner texting. And he comes right at me full speed. I'm like, no, no, no. He hits me, breaks both of my legs, shatters my nose in three places, and I end up in a hospital. It took me 5 weeks to get him, and her dog got killed. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that is very weird.
And since then, I began to look at the whole law of attraction, because I came across your guys' work maybe like 6 months after that. And I knew my law of attraction was this thing about appeasing ragers and people who would be possessed. She would get taken over. She'd tell me the stories, you know, about what she had done and broken all her husband's stuff. And I used to always be trying to enlighten those people that it wasn't okay, and they wouldn't attack me, but I knew they had this capacity. And so I was like a little appeasing child with her, which is why I consented to absorb all her animals and stuff when she died.
Yeah.
I was so confused because I didn't understand. But I've definitely understood and broken some of my...
The reason why you attracted the injuries to yourself, though, was because you're always trying to sacrifice yourself to get the approval of her.
Mm-hmm.
Always. And that's going to finish up attracting accidents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very interesting you were walking her dog, though, too.
Yeah, and she got killed. Yeah. Her dog got killed, and my dog didn't get killed.
Mm.
Maggie got killed, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah. And even the fact that you walked a different route.
I walked a totally different
route. Usually spirit influence.
Totally. And a friend of mine...
And maybe she wanted her dog with her in the spirit world.
Well, and you know what was the weird feeling I had? I know this isn't probably true, but at the time when I got hit, it was like... She died in June, so this was in October. And I kind of interacted with her spiritually for just that week when I got her animals. And then after that, I didn't really have much contact at all with her. Because I felt her order me. They're at the shelter, go get them. You know, I felt these commands from her.
Mm-hmm.
She was not in my periphery. Mm-hmm. And when I got hit, she was the first thing I thought of. And it felt like... This is weird.
I'm not only a dog, but you.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting hit. It took me 5 weeks to get home from that. I mean, I was lucky I was able to totally heal. But...
Sorry, you were about to say, what was the first thing you saw?
Oh, so when I got hit by the car, she came right into my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like all this energy, you know, she had said a lot of really nasty energy kind of ricocheting around.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like that went through me and off the earth or got released, or she thought that could happen or something. I don't know.
No, I feel she...
She
made a point of punishing you
for,
but you were open to it.
Yeah, I was,
because of your willingness to pander to her addictions.
And what would she punish me for?
For the fact that she felt that you didn't care for her.
You
didn't
said
really
no.
But
her.
When she died, oh,
you said no to
that
her.
Was a punishment for.
And also, you didn't do any. You didn't fight her husband, you know.
Uh huh. Oh yeah, because I would never join her in destroying
and
him.
She wanted you to. That's
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty dark.
Yeah, it was very dark. That was like, okay.
But it's interesting you allowed yourself to be with such a dark person for such a long time.
And she was on and off.
Voluntarily.
Yeah. Yes. I would always be afraid when somebody like that would come into my world.
Mm.
Yeah, I couldn't.
It's like this is the trouble with our programming, is when we grow up with our beliefs, your dad, you know, basically you chose in an adult situation to live with someone who was exactly like
yes.
your dad. Or to be... quite close contact with somebody who's exactly
yeah.
like your dad. Instead of, you'd think that most people would choose to do the opposite, but
yes.
that's not what happens.
And then the weird part, you know, it was strange too, when I was laying in the street with my broken legs,
mm-hmm.
and I had to call out to someone to help me.
Mm-hmm.
I started calling out, help me, because I thought another car was going to come. And I didn't realize I was hurt because I'd never been hurt, but I knew I was knocked down on the
mm-hmm.
ground. And so who comes out but like somebody 10 times worse than her, from who I knew to avoid in my neighborhood. And she's totally overcome. She puts her baseball cap on her glasses, and she's like totally like in this
wow.
destroyer male energy. She was in her house watching Ghost Hunters. She hears my voice. I swear to God, she comes out to help me and then takes over my whole life because I couldn't protect it.
Wow.
Like within 24 hours, she had shaved my dog, who had this long, he was like a beautiful kind of grizzly bear. and just started confronting my landlord for this and that, and I was like, what the what?
My goodness.
And so by the end of it, I came up...
So there's yourself still creating the same thing.
Yeah, and then I came on to your, your information and the law of attraction, and by the time the whole thing ended up, like months into this, I was understanding more of what was happening.
Mm.
So I did end up confronting her and standing up to her and telling her how terrified I was,
Yeah, a series of them, eh?
Yeah, that was just like one brief part. Yeah, it seems like my life has been filled with that kind of stuff.
So that's the level of your fear of possessed people. Really.
Yeah.
It's interesting, you know, that it's a very similar thing to what a lot of women do with men who are abusive sexually.
Mm-hmm.
They actually finish up marrying a man who's abusive sexually.
Mm-hmm.
In order to prevent all the other men from abusing them sexually.
Wow.
It's like the devil you know is better than the devil you don't know.
Well, it's an interesting way the law of attraction works with regard to the events, because it's like when we choose to live with the situation, we're actually ramping up our attractions. Does that make sense? So every time we try to deny an addiction, we're usually in our addiction to take an action. Thanks, Nana. And in the process of taking the action, we increase the addiction, which increases the law of attraction and makes our situation worse, to a point where we get to the space where we realise what's going on, of course. And it's just such an interesting thing what happened there, even after your accident.
She was the one who arose.
This woman who was possessed.
Yeah, I was saying that when I was laying in the street, I started calling. It was so symbolic because I was calling out in the street, help me, somebody help me. And this woman's watching Ghost Hunters in her house, and she's like got the baseball cap and the glasses, and she's like so overcloaked that I knew never to go near her. She was like 10 times worse than this. She comes onto the scene to rescue me, and within like 24 hours she had shaved my dog and started taking over my entire house. And so for 5 weeks, I couldn't get back home to protect myself.
She was doing all this damage to your life in that
And I was just trying to protect my home. I love my landlord. You know, like what I mean? I was like, don't call my landlords. I love them. And she's like, they need to change this. And she, like, I have all these art materials because I, like, do a lot of assemblage stuff. Like, I drag stuff out of the desert. I'm working. It's like art materials. I wake up and she's like telling me how she's cleared all that out and brought it to the garbage. And I'm like, stop. And when I finally did got home, she had rearranged everything in my house, put shelves. It was like, and people would come and they'd say, I'm afraid to tell you what she's been doing. It was like, but in the end, and then what's weird, so she adopted one of the dogs from Sharifa. And Sharifa, who's the friend who died, her dog, one of her dogs had a tumor this big. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Like the size of a huge grapefruit that hung right from her heart, because her dog was always absorbing all her grief and pain. And so this one fell in love with that dog, had surgery on her, paid for the surgery and fell in love with her and adopted her, but of course was so abusive to her that the dog would try to come to my house just to be loved, and because she lived just around the block, and so then she got really angry with me, the woman, you know, for giving any love to them. Yeah, it just went on. But in the end, I ended up finally having a swing. I finally had to stand up to her in the middle of all her possession. And she's standing there. I was like, look how scared I am. It was Mike. I did finally face the ultimate possessed one.
Yeah.
And I am pretty fearless of possessed people, at least those ones. But apparently not the gang who's following me around. But so as I deal with my...
big direction, obviously.
So as I deal with my anger, these spirits will shift the relationship. My terror of like these bully type people.
And that's why other people often think you're angry when you're not actually angry.
That's what I was about to say. Some of your anger is probably not even your anger. Some of your toughness.
Could be this.
Most people on earth can't tell the difference between the person and the spirits that
that's
are with
right.
the person.
Because people always tell me that. They're like, you're really nice, and I was always scared of you for years. I used to walk to you, and we'd go, there's scary Maddie. And then they meet me, and they're like, she's really nice. We kind of have a joke in my neighborhood about it. Because they're like, yeah, but then we met you and we love you. You know, it's like,
But do what I say because I'm possessed.
Yeah. And that woman was so scary because she works at the mine and she's like what do you call
it?
Yeah. And she's the safety thing. And so she really like expected, she bought me a safety vest. She exercised her, she expected me to wear it. And so whenever she'd see me walking after the accident without a safety vest on, she'd be like, she still to this day sits in her yard if I ever go by her house. She's like, I'm going to kill. I'm like, yeah, it's bizarre.
So you're still attracting it, which is an indication that still
because I am scared when I see her. I'm like, that I won't wear a safety vest. Yeah, she's just sitting there, like, she's always, and then of course she had an operation, so she's been off work for 6 months, so I can't go anywhere to pass her. She's just in her yard with her hat on, you know, that like hat and glasses, and despising me, like she despises me for the way I dress, and because then she'll be like, yeah, there she goes, walking at dusk in black, yeah, if she gets hit by a car, I'm going to help her this time, I can just hear it.
Well, you probably also, you're very open to hearing negative projections from spirits.
It'll help you so much to deal with that too, because then you'll be able to feel better about yourself.
At
the moment, you're still absorbing a lot of things telling you you're bad.
Yeah, I mean, I really, coming up to this event, I went into just this total space of, because I went through some exchanges with Robin, and she thought I was coming, that I was a New Age teacher who was coming here and was planning to take over the event, and that I was spirit influenced, and so I had to like deal with somebody having a view of me, and then having to just let them have their feelings and not try to change them, you know. Especially when she mentioned you're not being humble and things like that. I was like, oh, those are the code words that I might not get to meet Mary and AJ, you know. So I was like,
Anger,
quote words. I wasn't being self-reflective or humble. I was like, okay. So, but I, you know, went through a lot of getting much deeper into some emotions around, you know, just being repulsive to the world. That's really how I feel.
Yeah.
And it's like, I take in whatever things people think about me, and I've absorbed them, and I can just see how it's like, ruined my beauty and these things, you know, just connecting into how affected I am because I ingest all that, and I've been doing it for so long, but now that I hit this age, and even though I've always known I'll move into my immortality in this life, I've just kind of always known those things, that I would move into my immortality in this life. I've known these basic things, but to let myself just really, like these last few weeks, just see physically what it's done to me.
It all comes from this dead stuff, doesn't it, really? So,
So, it's good. I mean, thank you guys so much. You know, you've given me a way forward, and I'll just be eternally grateful to you guys for coming to the world and sharing this, because I didn't know how to proceed for the longest time.
Yeah.
And I know now. Yeah. So, thank you so much.
It's good that you're addressing these issues of fear.
She's asking me about anger, but I think
fear is the primary.
Just being afraid of other people and possessed.
In spirits.
So afraid of rage for people.
Yeah.
And it's rare to have a rageful person on earth who's not possessed, actually.